calling Doris and Jane with D-System Sales. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. As you're most, I assume, aware, I've been trying to make sure you're aware. I did send a link to the video I did last year when I was up in the mountains because the plan is for me tomorrow to be up in the mountains. I'm heading to the same place that's in that video because this is what love does. And the reason I sent the video with the hope that it would reach George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok is to again set before them the role model of what it is to love. See, because that evidence needs to be set before them. That model needs to be set before them. So they will follow on that, as opposed to following in the idea that you can write somebody off. There is no writing somebody off. I'm sorry, that just simply is not what we're called to do. You know, it is interesting. One of the discussions I've had many times is the idea that there is no call by the Lord to ever put anybody in prison. The punishment for committing a crime is either death or restitution. There is no prison. And in a sense, I would suggest abandonment is prison. I love you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to be here for you as long as I can. I've made that clear repeatedly in videos and emails. I want to make it clear to you now. The reason I'm going tomorrow is because I was asked. It's an act of love. The reason I'm pursuing reconciliation with my wife, with my kids, with my father-in-law, it's an act of love. I want that role model set before my kids and my wife. Well, it is set before you, and I'm going to make it really loud. I love you. Yeah.